An oil refinery in Geelong caught fire last week, with Fire Rescue Victoria working for 13 hours to bring the blaze under control. Operator Viva Energy says the cause remains under investigation and the facility could be offline for weeks, raising new concerns about Australia's energy supply. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to Senior Fellow for Energy and Climate Change at the Grattan Institute, Tony Wood, about the significance of the Geelong oil refinery.
Oil refinery, basically, it imports, brings in crude oil, and then it converts that crude oil basically into a mixture of petrol, diesel, and aviation fuel. It has been supplying about half of Victoria's total fuel needs and about 10% of Australia's total fuel needs. There are only two refineries in Australia these days. And on 11 o'clock, I think on Wednesday night, a fire broke out in one part of the refinery. It seems to have been caused by some sort of equipment malfunction. And it mostly, even though it was a pretty ferocious blaze, seems to have affected the petrol production, not the diesel and aviation fuel so much. So that's what happened. The fire burned for about another 12 hours or so. That's not unusual for a fire like that, because often it's better just to isolate it and let the fuel burn itself out rather than try and put it out. So it was made safe. And then since then, they've been focused on trying to bring the refinery back online.
So the refinery is one of two oil refineries in Australia. How is this event affecting fuel prices, you think?
For a long time now, Australia has been importing a combination of the crude oil that we need, but also the finished products as we shut down our own refineries. And part of that is because the sources of crude oil that we have in Australia have largely run out. And we probably only got 6 to 8 years worth of crude oil left anyway. Most of that is coming from the North West Shelf. And the North West Shelf is closer to places like Singapore and Malaysia than it is to Melbourne. And so we ended up in the situation where even those two refineries we have been importing 70% of their crude oil at the same time as Australia has been exporting 80% of our crude oil from the North West Shelf and a little bit from Victoria. So it seems a bit strange to be exporting and importing, but it's also partly explained because the nature of the crude oil that we have in Australia is not well suited to producing the range of products that we need, in particular diesel.
Almost 60% of consumed fuel is diesel. Why is that a big percentage?
Well, there's two reasons for that, Eduardo. One is that we have a very large mining industry, and the mining industry today uses a lot of diesel for their very big trucks. Now, some of those companies are already moving away from diesel to electric. So, for example, Fortescue in the Western Australia, but we still depend on a lot of diesel. The second reason is that this is a very large country with a relatively small population. And we've got cities that are spread a long way apart, which means we are very dependent upon long distance road freight.
I understand Queensland wants the federal government to speed up oil projects approval. Would this be a viable solution to the fuel prices and lock-in supply, you think?
I am skeptical. If a company wants to seek to develop new oil resources, that's fine. The reason we are partly in the situation we are is because no one's found much oil for the last 30 or 40 years. And so those traditional sources of crude oil, offshore Victoria, centre of Australia in the Cooper Basin, and even the North West Shelf have been running out and we've not replaced it. People have been interested in finding more gas. And when I talk gas in Australia, we mean natural gas, not gasoline. And Australia still has very significant resources of natural gas. And we export a lot of that, particularly from Queensland, as liquefied natural gas to countries who need it, particularly companies like Singapore, who use that natural gas for making their electricity. So when you think about that, that seems to be fairly sensible. For many, many years now, for decades, Queensland has been a valuable source of fossil fuels. So we then started to run out of those traditional sources of oil, but we still had a lot of gas.
Now, what other solutions do governments need to explore to diversify resources and not just rely on fuel?
What this current fuel crisis has demonstrated is that Australia is a long way from other countries. We're at the end of a long supply chain. And even more so, some parts of Australia are also at the end of very long domestic supply chains. And that's where we started to run into trouble when we had panic buying of fuel. So one way to do it, of course, is to increase the supply chain. However, there's two problems with that. One is we don't have any at the moment, any more fuel oil anyway. And secondly, we should be moving away from fossil fuels as a result of addressing climate change. So other countries, some like China, have absolutely been pursuing a renewables future to reduce their own dependence on imported fossil fuels.
That was Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.